Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you up to bat.
Well, Mike and Charlie, a guy that we have on the show frequently, Stan Verrett, and also Neil Everett, they're going to be working together on a new show after leaving ESPN SportsCenter. They were both co-hosting on SportsCenter from 2009 to 2023. Everett left the network in 23. Verrett just left earlier this year as ESPN shut down his studios in Los Angeles. So now they're going to be doing a show called Stan and Neil, that's going to be on Twitch, which I'm going to have to do some research on. I know it's mainly, as far as I know, for gamers when they streaming their games on Twitch, the platform there. But it's going to start September 9th, air on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Verrett said, look, the word's out. We're going to start live on Twitch, then post to YouTube and other platforms same day. Our main goal, have fun. Join the show, starts September 9th, and said that he was trying to remain in Los Angeles after those L.A. studios closed down for ESPN and realized he's going to have to kind of change with the time. So we're going to have Stan Verrett on the Twitch platform. Like I said, I got to learn a little bit more about that, guys.
Yeah, when I asked him, what you going to do? He said, Mike, I got something in the works, but I don't know a damn thing about it. I'm like, okay. I told him, okay, hey, get in line. I mean, that is part of life. You got to be able to evolve in certain things. So, Charlie, you
guys,
next.
I will be real quick with this one. I am a very happy camper today because it is the return of one Yordan Alvarez to the Astros lineup.
Oh,
batting cleanup,
goodness.
And playing left field in his first game since May the 3rd. One of the most feared and the very best hitters in the MLB is back, gentlemen. And I am very, very excited for the return of Mr. Alvarez after he's been dealing with hand issues for months now. Astros still have some injury concerns, but getting Yordan back makes me feel soft and fuzzy inside.
Thank God football's here. I got nothing to say about MLB right now.
Guys, when I looked at the Saints' cuts and who they kept, and there is always changing the roster, but you see how that defensive front shapes up with Carl Granderson, Chase Young, Ryan Brisset, Davin Godshaw, Nathan Shepard. They kept the old vet, Jonathan Bullard. Christian Boyd, same thing with Cam Jordan, Vernon Broughton, who I thought played really well that final preseason game, third-round pick from Texas, and Chris Rump II. His dad is the defensive line coach at Clemson. The one guy I thought had a real shot here was Fadil Diggs. Mm-hmm. He didn't quite make it. I'm sure they would like to bring him back on the practice squad. And Jonah Williams is sort of the guy that if something happens, hey, I'll make a phone call. Jonah, hey, we want you back. But if you look at where they actually have talent and some depth, it's along that defensive line and that front. And you see it. I always say this. Deuce and I talk about this all the time. The hard cuts are not when you got talent and depth. The hard cuts is when you don't. And what are you going to do about your offensive line? You did make one move. I expect they will make another move or maybe even two along the offensive line to try to upgrade that area. Who knows when Trevor Penning comes back? And, again, it's not a spot that you can sustain injuries and not have a major drop-off. We saw it last year.